This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Sunday was the last day of the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Dallas. The convention received more attention this year than usual, in part because of several high-profile protests since February's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, left 17 dead. While women and mothers have played a big role in pushing gun control into the national spotlight, they're also a demographic the NRA and gun manufacturers are courting. Yesterday, dozens attended the NRA's Women's New Energy Breakfast. KERA talked to women inside and outside the convention hall. This was the fifth year the NRA hosted a No Men Allowed Breakfast aimed at welcoming new female NRA members. There, they'll find women like Laura Hess from Pennsylvania, a lifetime NRA member. She says she attended the breakfast for the sisterhood.
You feel empowered carrying a firearm and being able to defend yourself. Because me being single and living on my own, you know, it's nice to have a firearm to protect myself if ever need be.
Pink gun accessories dotted the exhibit hall this weekend. Several vendors sold purses specifically designed to hide pistols, a mix of fashion and power.
Women want an equalizer. They burn their bras because they want to be equal and they should be equal.
Nick Ecker owns Charter Arms. His company, among others, makes handguns designed for women with lightweight, anodized pink or purple frames.
The physical strength of a man is more than a woman. Carrying a gun, it makes him equal.
Ecker sees guns as empowering. Amanda Johnson from Moms Demand Action has a different take.
Of our 96 daily gun deaths, two-thirds of them are suicide.
Johnson lost her sister to a gun suicide 7 years ago.
Of people that attempt suicide and fail, 90% of them never attempt suicide again. So when people tell me if that gun hadn't been there, she would have found another way to do it, the statistics don't bear that out.
Another thing Mothers Demand Action says statistics do not support? The divide between the NRA and groups wanting more gun laws. MDA's Donna Schmidt says both sides overwhelmingly want tougher background checks.
If 97% of Americans support a background check on every gun purchase, how many other issues in this country do we have that kind of consensus on in this polarized society? And yet our leadership won't even talk about it.
But it's something Schmidt hopes more women from each side of the debate can come together on and push the conversation forward. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.